I still haven't gotten the hang of what sequence of buttons to click to go live. Kai will be on the line, but I can't figure out my computer good enough to connect with him right now. So what we're gonna do is I'm clicking the buttons to get to our playlist, and here are 5 songs that just so happen to be by Detroit artists. What can I say? I got on a roll with Proto Martyr and Tyvek, and the rest took care of itself. Here is The Thing!
Dread 2017, 18, air horn age, age of horn blowing, middle corks do, saw white to gloom, pulling corks, snoring out all day, woke up in the stadium district, here is a
say thing. I'm not the baddest bitch you lie. Ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on the goose. Gotta blame it on my juice, baby. Ain't my fault.
We the champions. Remember, I ain't had the shit. Gymnast with the cash. Make a bag, do a backwards flip. I already got the hit. I'm cool. You can have the bitch. Fucked up Barney's and I'm paying for the damage. Playing with a real one. Get your candle lit.
Bet already had a sack for I ran a fifth.
Let him look. Try me. Try me. I'ma get this home off my farmer. And I ain't playing with nobody. Burn on and I'ma catch a body.
Can you explain to me just how we get home? When county roads, when county roads, when county roads, when county roads. Stall out.
Let me bring up the playlist to back announce the songs. Let me do it, Kai. Let me
okay.
Do it. Thank you. We did get Kai on the line. We don't have to cancel the show.
Kai on the line. Here.
Kai on lines.
Put it on the line. You just put it on the line. That's my impression of the movie with Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn, where they don't understand the fucking internet.
Which was that? The internship?
The internship. I think that was, yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
To get into, yeah, real interesting. Was there an Anne Hathaway internship movie as well?
I don't know. I do know that The Devil Wears Prada, though.
I do know. I've got to put on some background music, which masks the banality of our conversation.
Okay.
See if there's background music. This all sounds natural.
Like we're talking in an elevator.
We heard Here's the Thing from Proto Martyr's Relatives in Descent. Juice from Lizzo. Check her out. I think she's really going to go places.
Ooh.
Champions by Babyface Ray and Iceware Vezo. Iceware Vezo, folks.
Lizzo. Is not Vezo.
Lizzo and Vezo.
Lizzo Investments.
The clean version of Try Me by Dej Loaf. She doesn't turn a bitch into macaroni in this version.
She turns a bitch into elbow noodles.
Yeah, Fruity Pebbles. And Wayne County Roads from Tyvek. An all Detroit set.
Woo! Detroit.
You ever been there? Detroit what? I know
Detroit
you.
Detroit what?
You're fond of saying.
Detroit what? Yeah, because I'm a rapper from Detroit. Have I ever been to Detroit? I'm pretty sure. How could I be a rapper from Detroit if I've never been there? I grew up on 16 Mile. I'm 2 times better than Eminem.
Damn. Did you do battle raps?
No, I did war raps.
Oh, god damn!
Yeah, so, you know, he can win the battle rap, but I won the war rap, so that's better.
It's so much better. Marshall Mathers is, like, hanging his head in shame, you know, that his secret's out, that he won a few measly battles, but in the end he was vanquished by, what, MC?
That's right.
MC Third Kai Foundation?
Yeah. MC Tripod, like Vern Troyer. All
right,
right.
Watching Goldmember was useful.
I'm still watching Goldmember from last week.
How's it going?
Yeah, I want to kill myself.
Yeah, cool.
I'm in hell. I love gold.
You know, with completely understandable, humane, what do they call it? Right to die laws in Canada.
Yes.
I say this with the most charitable possible intent. If you are still watching Goldmember, I too want you to die.
Thank you.
It's your right.
It's my right. It's my right as a Netflix subscriber. They're going to raise the price and, you know, I got to get something out of that.
That would be so amazing if someone petitioned for doctor-assisted suicide because they watched Emily in Paris and it sucks so bad.
That would be pretty amazing.
I can't do it. I can't live in a world where the world's like base monopolistic streaming platform is such fucking dog shit, man. It's fucking Aquaman and Goldmember are the top movies on there.
I know. And a movie called Holidate. Maybe that's off there now. I don't know if that's on there anymore.
Is that like the sequel to Hollow Man where he goes on a date?
Yeah. He's like, sorry, I was a real creep and, you know, was groping people when I was invisible.
Right.
They actually made a Hollow Man 2 already, starring not Kevin Bacon.
Sure.
But Christian Slater.
Just one by one, the heart throbs of the 80s turn invisible and are perverts around women. I think that checks out.
Yeah, I was going to say, so basically they've just turned invisible then.
That's different from the recent one with, what's her name? I think it was the lady from Her Smell.
Elizabeth Moss.
Right.
Elizabeth Moss. The Invisible Man. I haven't seen that. I want to.
Was that, that wasn't part of the Dark Universe failed thing, was it?
Maybe, I don't know. I can't remember. Maybe it was at one point going to be part of it, and then it failed so hard that they still made it or something.
Yeah, I think Invisible Man was part of those plans. Probably a bit hack of me to say, but probably spent $10 million on an actor who was going to be invisible the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who played it. I think it was a Blumhouse flick also.
Sure.
I don't know if it was writer-director Lee Whannell who played it. If I had a computer, I'd look it up.
I do have a computer, and this is, for our beautiful listeners, this is the first episode where we have nothing planned.
That's right.
So, it's going to be a lot of Googling.
It's going to be a lot of Googling, a lot of rambling. Yeah.
Invisible Man, 2020.
Starring
Little Lizzie Moss.
Invisible Moss. Invisibeth, who plays the Invisible Man.
The Invisible, well, I assume it's second on the IMDb call sheet. Was the Invisible Man Oliver Jackson Cohen? Does that ring a bell?
Maybe, probably.
Or was his name invisible too?
His name should have, yeah, his name was Ignatius Visibleman. But everyone called him right. Invisible Man.
I'll answer the question first, but Adrian Griffin, folks. Adrian Griffin.
I don't even know that that name. Isn't Griffin the name of the original Invisible Man? I might be wrong on that one, too.
Oh, or maybe that's, is that the actor?
Maybe the actor is Oscar.
Right,
whatever.
Okay, yeah. So we didn't have Cecilia Cass playing Elizabeth Moss. That would have been
no,
a
but
weird
that would
movie.
Be, that's dream casting. That's excellent casting if they ever got a fictional character to portray a real person.
Right.
That's crazy.
We've got the Invisible Man as Mr. Darcy in the latest remake of Pride and Prejudice.
Ooh, I hear he's a real pervert.
It's a truth universally acknowledged that a woman must marry an invisible pervert. Tra-la-la, countryside living is life for me.
I do so love being an invisible pervert. It does such good for my soul.
Except he starts very patronizing and, no, I wouldn't be a pervert to you. You're beneath me. I'm going to be a pervert around, right, the Princess Cumberland.
Yeah, right in the Cumberlands, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. I don't know what anything means.
It is tough.
I quit.
Knowing what things mean.
It's tough knowing what things mean.
Oliver Jackson Cohen played Adrian Griffin, and not the other way around.
Okay, that's right. I'd like to watch that movie. I believe it's available to stream on many services now. Just haven't gotten around to it. Too busy watching Goldmember.
Kai, you know we're not sponsored by many services. We can't endorse just the concept of services. Not without dinero.
Yeah, that's right. I don't mention anything specifically without being financially dealt with.
Just abstractions. Emotions, if anything. Like the concept of rage.
I'll say, the food at this restaurant was so good.
Right.
But I'll never say what I or what the restaurant is.
I think, yeah, in order to not sort of feel ripped off, I think you just have to say, like, the idea of food appeals to me.
Yes. I've heard about food. The idea of not being hungry appeals to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I shall try this food out at some point.
Well, Kai, a short story you should not read is Franz Kafka's The Hunger Artist. Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, no.
I thought that was going to be a comedy thing. I do have... Kai, a book you should not read is Franz Kafka's The Hunger Artist.
Oh, yeah, air horn. Air horn.
Remix.
Air horn. Wah, wah, wah.
Well.
Well.
I'll be happy to let you know we've killed about 12 minutes? 12 minutes of show so far?
It does my heart to hear that we've killed 12 minutes of show. Does my heart good or bad?
Mm-hmm. Warms
just
the cockles.
My heart. I do my heart so bad. I want to do my heart cockles so bad. Big cockles. Big ass heart cockles and shit.
Kai.
Yes.
As your doctor, we've got some concerning news about your heart cockles.
Go on.
Be honest with me, because remember, I am your doctor, so I ask you this with extreme confidentiality. Have you been hitting your cockles?
How dare you ask me that? What would even give you the idea?
Look at the chart here. You see this smudging, the smudging and fraying around the cockles.
Hmm. The big cockles. The cockles of the wackles.
As your doctor, I may have laughed, but this is no laughing matter.
Wait a minute. You're my doctor and you're laughing at me? That's terrible.
Have you seen Patch Adams? I do maintain a good sense of humor. It's important.
Oh, that's cool then. Have you seen Jack? Because I'm actually a 10-year-old boy in a 40-year-old man's body.
Kai, as your doctor, I would have noticed. And, oh, hang on, you're right.
Yes.
I didn't notice that on your chart after all.
Yes, I'm a 10-year-old boy in a 40, but I look like a 40-year-old man. Why? Because of a disease, let's say.
Officer, arrest this man. He looks like he's 40, but he's hitting the cockles so hard of his 10-year-old heart.
That dude could be arrested because he was like just buying people, like buying his friend's Playboy and Penthouse and stuff. I guess more like the store owner would be arrested.
Right.
I don't know how it works. Jack was a silly movie. I saw it with my sister, though. I remember. Shout out. Sister.
Shout out, Sister Boysen.
Yeah.
Call in Sister Boysen.
Yeah.
Will you take me to see Jack?
I think it went something like that. She also took me to see the Ninja Turtles movie.
Last week.
The new one. The sexy one.
Do you remember?
Just kidding.
Do you remember what you thought the first time you saw Ninja Turtles?
I don't know. I don't think I liked it.
Right.
When did that movie come out? Like 1990 or something?
On Casual Fridays, number 3, like I said, I will spend most of this Googling movie trivia. Teenage.
Let's just say 1989. Anyway, I guess I was like...
Very close, 1990.
1990, all right.
They probably did filming in 89, so...
Right, yeah, there you go. So I was right. I think... I can't remember why I didn't watch it. I have to watch it again. It was pretty dark, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And...
That's strike one right there.
That's strike one. It takes place in hell. So that's strike two. I think that it might have been one of the first sort of movie adaptations I'd seen. I guess that and Masters of the Universe, which, you know, that's a whole other can of bean worms. But I guess going from comic books and cartoons to this like movie that was like gritty and stuff, and it was not colorful. And I don't think I liked it too much.
Right.
I think my favorite, and I haven't watched these movies in a really long time, but I think my favorite part of all those Ninja Turtles movies is when Super Shredder shows up, because I thought he looked cool.
Was Shredder exposed to ooze? To mutagen?
I believe so. I don't remember, but it was the part with Vanilla Ice when he's rapping the ninja rap and then they fight. Nice. Do you have a Vanilla Ice soundboard?
I'm going to turn this down for now.
Vanilla Ice soundboard is like, please spare some change. Please spare some change. Speaking of Vern Troyer, you know, him and Vanilla Ice were very tight.
I'm going to cut off Ninja Rap and you can tell me all about this.
I don't know any more than that, other than the surreal life, which I think we talked about last week. What's in the news? COVID on the rise.
COVID on the rise. You might be taking public transit today, eh?
Yeah, I hope you invested in COVID when I told you to a few weeks ago, because it is skyrocketing.
Right. Fuck, I put all my money in Zoom.
No, well, that's, you're probably safe.
Oh, okay.
I put all my money in House Party. Womp, womp.
I didn't read around about this.
Is that sad or happy? Sorry.
Here, I can, do I have...
Thank you. Ooh, excuse me.
A little something for the ladies.
Yeah. Forget flowers. This year, give her gas.
The first anniversary gift is the fart anniversary.
The first anniversary should be gas. Something that you cannot hold or possess. Something that is so finite in terms of its shelf life. It will just dissipate and be gone forever.
Maybe this is too ambitious, but I wonder if in another one of these, we should rewrite the anniversary rules, because that's pretty good.
I'm totally down. Then when I have an anniversary, I can be like, look, baby, I wrote the rules for this.
They call me Kai Gas Anniversary Boyzen.
They call me Gas-iversary Man. I used to strip under that name.
Kai, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah? My stripping, how good it is?
It's your name, Gas-iversary.
Oh. You don't like it?
I don't like it. I introduced you to my mom and dad. I said, this is the love of my life, Gas-iversary Man.
Yeah, and I said, hey, call me Gassy. Everybody does. Thank you. Is what you should be saying. Because I just got you your anniversary gift.
I appreciate everything you do for me.
I'm a real Gassario. That's a Gassy Lothario.
I would have gone with Gassanova.
Oh, damn. That's why I love you, babe. Because you're so smart.
Okay, I forgive you.
All right, great.
I love you, Gassiversary Man.
Thank you. I love you too, Lindsay Lohan. We can rank Lindsay Lohan movies one day.
What about Lindsay Lohan movies that you were in?
Let's do it. Even better.
You were in some, right?
I was.
Were you in Freaky Friday? No.
I wish.
Teenage Drama Queen.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, in is a relative term. We could do a list of movies, of Lindsay Lohan movies I've been in with Alison Pill, but that would also be a very... We've already covered it.
Mm.
Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, starring Lindsay Lohan. Oh.
Confessions. Did she spend the movie, like, giving a confession?
Yes. She confessed to the murder of more than 12 women and children.
What can I say? I'm a teenage drama queen.
Yeah. She's like, I don't want to be dramatic, but I murdered a family of 5. I don't want to sound like, you know, some kind of drama queen, but I buried them in a shallow grave.
Well, we appreciate your precocious talent at such a young age. I have no choice but to sentence you to the chair.
Sentence you to Herbie the Love Bug remake. Remember Herbie the Love Bug?
Yeah.
I think I liked that movie when I was a kid. Do you know there's this rumor that Hitler possessed the love bug? What I'm trying to say is Herbie is possessed by the soul of Hitler. This is a real theory.
Do you know the theory intimately enough to summarize it for me?
Well, I know that Herbie is a Volkswagen.
Oh.
And
people
I believe the number on the hood of Herbie is the age of Hitler when he killed himself.
Okay.
Again, this is 100% a theory. Look it up. Google Hitler Love Bug, which is my old stripper name.
I'm doing it. I have no choice but to do it.
Yeah, no, you have to.
Honor the spirit of the show.
You have to do it. Like, you definitely don't have a choice. Because anything goes on this crazy show.
I do believe you that the theory exists. I do challenge the idea that Hitler the Love Bug immediately brings up, like, plentiful results.
Why? That didn't work? Shit. You're definitely on a list now.
Here's a good one. Hold on, let me bring this. I found a site about Volkswagen Beetle facts you didn't know that I cannot possibly have been written by an English speaker exerting any sort of effort. Like this, Adolf Hitler loved bug beetles since it's born.
It sounds like Borat wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
My wife.
Let's see. How born the VW Beetle idea and the love of bug beetle? If you're...
I don't even know what this person's trying to
say. How much of this show am I going to spend reading a article about Hitler and Volkswagens in pidgin English?
Not enough.
If you are curious and you love the Beetle, you have to know a little bit of its story first.
Oh, I don't really know anything about it, to be honest, other than it's possessed by the soul of you-know-who.
Kai, before I go on, do you consider yourself curious?
You could say I'm curious.
Right.
I'm as curious as the cat that was killed by the curiosity.
Kai Curious.
That's my Bill Cosby impression. Just kidding. Although Bill Cosby and Macho Man do sound a bit similar.
Oh, yeah.
No. No. Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Stop the Cosby impressions right now.
Stop the Cosby impressions. I want to get off.
Kai, do you love the Beatle?
Yes.
Well, okay.
I love... Who's your favorite Beatle? Mine's Hitler. In car form. Oh, I think you're onto something, actually.
Deep cut.
You know, all those German recordings.
Come give me dine. Yeah. Boys, we got a strange commission.
What is it?
A Nazi car done drove up to Apple Records.
Go on.
Well, this Nazi car swears up and down he ain't the Führer. Do we say ain't in Liverpool? Maybe.
I ain't now.
Anyway, enough of that. The potentially Nazi car said it would really mean a lot to him, and this is important, and is his granddaughter who loves us.
Oh.
Yeah, if we would record a German version of I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Well, can't disappoint our fans. I'm not British anymore. I've never been British.
He did say it would motivate the Aryan people to achieve new greatness.
That sounds good to me.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come give me deine Hand.
Ich bin eine Hand haben.
In 1931, Ferdinand Porsche and Zündapp developed the Porsche Type 12, the first Volkswagen, the Auto für Jedermann, which means the car for everyone.
Franz Ferdinand Porsche. That's a Jeopardy category.
Right.
Before and after is the category.
You know, it has great mileage, but you get assassinated every time you drive it.
Oh, no. I was thinking about some kind of Cars-type movie with, like, Hitler and Eva Braun and stuff, but they're cars.
Oh, that's interesting.
And all their souls, you know, or whatever you call it, have entered these cars.
Like a Cars horror movie. I'm thinking, like,
yes.
If it includes planes as well, I'm thinking, like, evil planes, like the Enola Gay, or the one that, you know, was responsible for the day the rock and roll died, or whatever, the music died.
Oh, man. We should make a list of the worst planes.
Evil vehicles.
Yeah, the worst vehicles, because they did things like take away, you know, Buddy Holly and stuff.
Right. The U-boat in general.
Yeah, the U-boat that killed Weird Al Yankovic. That's the worst vehicle.
Welcome to my concert by the German shores.
Weird Al seems pretty cool.
Yeah, a real mensch.
Yeah, for real. I saw him perform once. Have you ever seen him perform?
No, I didn't. What was, where'd you see him and when?
I guess it was a couple years ago at the Danforth, and it was his, I forget the name of the exact name of the tour, but it was something like the Ill-Advised Vanity Tour or something.
Was that where he did all his original songs?
That's where he did all original songs. You know, so that was fine. I'm a big fan of parodies, and I grew up, you know, lots of times I'd heard the parody before I heard the song, the real song. I heard Smells Like Nirvana before I ever heard Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Right. Yeah, me too, actually.
Then when I heard Smells Like Teen Spirit, I'm like, oh, that's that Weird Al song.
Not enough raspberries in the pre-chorus.
This is the one. No, you're right. Not enough.
To this day, it is still fun to barble, gargle, nab.
It is, yes. But yeah, it ended up being a good show. I've talked to people who've seen him. He does a lot of costume changes and all stuff like that. I think that's how I'd like to see Weird Al. But he, you know, it was still cool to see him.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Do you have a favorite of those originals? I mean, Dare to Be Stupid is such a Devo sound-alike that it sort of skirts the definition or something.
Yeah, Dare to Be Stupid is a pretty good song, and he played that. The one that I guess, the other one that comes to mind is the Got a Funny Feeling You Don't Love Me Anymore one, which I think was on Off the Deep End.
He did a kind of like Pee-wee's Playhouse type show. I think it was just called the Weird Al show.
He did, yeah.
All that stuff's on the Shout Factory channel on Roku.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I think it's on the Shout Factory channel on Tubi.
Tubi, yeah.
But I also have all those DVDs, actually.
I also have that DVD.
Nice. Which
I bought mistakenly thinking it would have some of that, like, AlTV, MTV stuff where he would do, like, the amazing... I don't need to tell you this because we watched it on VHS over and over again. But the...
we lived it.
Chopped up interviews with Keith Richards.
Yeah, I still think that's some of the funniest stuff I've just ever seen, period.
Yeah.
him mocking the music videos and then him doing those chopped up interviews. Incredible.
What did he do with...
I wonder if...
Sorry.
Go on.
Well, just what did he do with the music videos? It wasn't like a Beavis and Butthead thing, was it? Where or like a MST3K?
Yeah, it was. Okay. Yeah, and I was just going to say, I wonder if that's where Beavis and Butthead, I don't know, kind of got that idea, maybe? I don't even know. It was weird, too, because this was, I would assume, just Canadian or whatever.
I think, I mean, I looked into this recently, like, trying to find a DVD of that stuff. And unless I'm mistaken, he did a bunch of these AlTVs for MTV that, you know, Much Music then rebroadcast.
Right, so maybe they just got Weird Al to like come in and do like the bumper.
I feel like, yeah, that's the most logical explanation rather than him, you know, exerting huge effort or getting remunerated for doing Much
Music.
Yeah, for
the Canadian, yeah, to do Much Music stuff. That's a good point. But yeah, the video stuff was really funny. And I think Don't Cry was, he made fun of that video.
Right.
And that stuck with me to this day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one that should have been ridiculed. I don't know. It almost feels like that's a moment, you know, there are like these moments in your sort of young cultural consumption that kind of set you down the path of like, there are two people in this world. Those who like that, like earnest Guns N' Roses period on its face, like November Rain, all this kind of like melodramatic, self-serious and like utterly stupid bombast, like misogynistic bombast.
Yeah.
And those who make fun of it. I don't know. I didn't put that too well, but do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm picking up what you're putting
thank
down.
Thank you. You know where I'd heard it described is like, I liked Letterman as, you know, when I was a kid, like someone described him as having like, do you have a high or low bullshit detector? Whatever. Like you don't tolerate bullshit well.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I remember you liking Letterman. And you'd have those lists, the lists, and that was, I think that was like the first time I knew who this guy was, even David Letterman.
I think my parents either got for me or for themselves and just had around the house the books of top 10 lists when I was, I don't know, probably single digits in age or 10 or so.
Yeah, those are funny lists, I just wanted to say. So I know why your parents bought them.
Appreciate that. I was legit just thinking the other day about maybe the funniest thing I've ever seen and ever will see was, well, there's two. Two of the funniest things I've ever seen were in those books. And there was the one that was like top 10 rejected like dissertations at NYU or something, like top 10 rejected college theses. And I think number one or number two was the rejected dissertation. Ye ouch, them pins is pointy.
That's pretty good.
There was also, and for, I can't remember the name of the list or the title of the list or how it would even get itself to this joke, but it must have been something like top 10 euphemisms for irritable bowel syndrome, something like that. And one of them was like number four, the screaming shits.
I like that. I'm going to say that from now on whenever my IBS acts up.
It's just the most elegant joke I've ever heard. The word screaming shits.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah, sums up the human condition.
I mean, it sums it up better, I think, than... Yeah, it sums up the human condition. It sums up, I think, IBS better than irritable bowels, you know? Screaming shits, I would assume, is a lot more on the nose. There was a list that was number one... Or top 10, rather, worst names for a stripper. And number one was whatever I said before. Just kidding. Number one was Newt Gingrich. And I don't even think I knew who Newt Gingrich was. I think maybe I'd heard the name, but I thought that was really funny. And I still do.
I think we probably both consumed a lot of like comedy, you know, for an older audience. And yeah, exactly as you say, that kind of like introduces you to this, the world of adults through the, like the Letterman book, I'm sure was full of jokes about Boutros Ghali.
Yeah, definitely. Because I remember him talking about Boutros Ghali a lot.
And yeah, Bibi Netanyahu.
Yeah, Bibi boy.
Bibi Netanyahu Sirius is a Jeopardy category.
Yahoo Sirius. I think someone should make a documentary about that guy.
You just have a hunch, or do you know if he's actually an interesting character?
No, I just, you know, what was that movie called? Young
Einstein.
I want to say Einstein. Right? Yeah. I was getting confused with Young Frankenstein.
Right. It's Young Edison, and it's 90 minutes of him electrocuting elephants.
That's probably, it sounds like the actual movie. But yeah, that, for those poor elephants. And he taped it for his newfangled invention. But Yahoo Sirius, I guess, when you're that age, you don't understand things like fame and talent and how things work. So I remember seeing ads for this guy, Yahoo Sirius. And you're like, what a great name. And then
what a great
and then,
name.
Yeah, and you're like, and this guy looks like fun. And then one day, like, and then nothing ever happened to him, you know. But when I was a kid, I was like, well, this guy is on the same level as, you know, like Weird Al. Like, you know, we're talking about something. Just because I didn't understand
right. That
he can't carry a picture. You know, I think he did two. He did. Yeah, or Young Einstein, and then another one where he played a cowboy, or maybe he was a cowboy in Young Einstein. I don't know.
What's IMDb? Yahoo Sirius. What a weird career. He did three. He was an actor in three movies.
Which ones?
You got Young Einstein.
Uh huh.
From the name, I thought this might be the cowboy one, but Reckless Kelly is the Australian Robin Hood.
Oh. Yeah, okay. That sounds familiar.
But he looks like he has a garbage can on his head here.
He does. That's the one I was thinking.
Okay.
He has this weird sort of, like, it's like a garbage can with the face thing cut out so he can look. It's like a shitty helmet, yeah. I don't know why I thought he was a cowboy, but...
Just in the late 80s, early 90s, Yahoo Sirius got a boatload of credit or of money or cachet to write and direct and star in three movies.
So what was the third one? What was the third of the Yahoo trilogy?
Mr. Accident.
Oh, what? What's that about, do you think?
A very clumsy man, if you hadn't guessed, and his UFO-obsessed girlfriend discover a plan made by his boss to market eggs laced with nicotine.
That sounds like a really good movie. I would watch that movie. I would watch all those movies. Why isn't there like a DVD 3-pack, you know, of the Yahoo Sirius films? I wonder if you can get any of those movies anywhere. No one ever talks about them.
The extended Yahooniverse.
Yeah. Universal's dark Yahooniverse didn't do so good.
With Yahoo Sirius as the Invisible Man and Yahoo Sirius as the Wolfman.
Yeah, Reckless Wolfman.
Mr. Vampire. A very clumsy vampire and his UFO-obsessed swamp creature.
Do you think he's alive?
Of course I do.
Okay. I didn't know if she passed.
A guy like that is eternal.
Death comes for us all. They don't care if you're Yahoo Sirius. You know, they'll get you.
Yahoo, it's Sirius. Oh! He is 3 years younger than my father.
Wow. I didn't realize your dad was so young.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll call him Yahoo Johnny from now
on. Daddy Sirius.
Also good.
Why so serious?
You want to know how I got these scars?
You want to know how I got this smelly cheese? That's your dad. It's funny because you think that, you know, his name's Yahoo Sirius. So you're like, this guy must be fucking pretty serious. But no, he's a real clumsy joker. So that's fun.
The opposite of wacky Jack Kevorkian.
Wacky Kevorkian. They should reboot everything. Reboot the world, I say. Reboot the planet. It's time for a reboot, a remake, a reimagining. Some things will be the same, but many things will be different.
One day we'll wake up to the Earth. Like, it's no longer, you know, a sort of green and blue marble floating in space, but instead a giant circle with, it's hard to describe, but like a black triangle opposite a yellow triangle. And you'll tap it twice and say, reboot.
Yeah, and then you're in the game. That'd be cool. I'd be fine if this whole planet, if reality was just some kind of simulation, because I fucking hate it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sign me up. Reboot. Maybe the problem is that the world doesn't work on my computer being me. Remember when you're a kid and you get things for your computer, and then you're like, can't wait to play this game, and then the game doesn't work because of your computer, and you're like, I don't understand, because you're a little boy? That shit used to happen a lot. I hated it.
Do you remember any games that you were like dying to play that just crapped out?
You know what the big one was, I guess, that didn't work on my computer?
Leisure Suit Larry.
I wish Leisure Suit Larry
worked. Leisure Suit Larry, and it's Rivers Cuomo harassing Asian American women.
Yeah, and he's just like trying to fuck. He just want to fuck, you know. A lot of those, the later Sierra games did not work on my computer. That was sad, I remember, because I liked playing a lot of those too.
Those like the Myst ones?
Myst didn't work on my computer, but I mean, like, I guess Space Quest, I want to say 4 worked on my computer. And then a fifth one came out, but that was too much, too technologically advanced. And I think they did like a Space Quest 1 reboot or reimagining, which, you know, again, let's do it. If you're up there, God.
Yeah. Reboot the planet and Space Quest.
Yeah, maybe we need one of those, like, right to die things for the planet.
Right, just petition the Pentagon.
Things aren't getting any better.
My planet is gravely ill, and the humane choice would be to unload a nuclear payload.
My planet is going to return to its home planet.
What are you clicking and clacking at?
Oh, I'm just playing video games. Gives me something to think about.
COD?
Yeah. It's just easy to not care about it. So I can just talk and then be like, oh, I'm dead. But I guess, am I clicking and clacking too loud? I just killed a guy.
That's fine.
Cool.
It sets some mood.
Cool. I've been told my headphone mic is very strong, actually, so.
It's very strong. It's almost scarily strong.
It's superhumanly strong.
Hello, President. This is Kai, and I'm on my headphone mic. You will do as I say.
Yes, and then they're like, oh God, sir, he's on his Apple headphones that are kind of half broken, kind of half work. It's pretty cool.
We're helpless under the strength of his headphone mic. Give this man what he wants.
And that's how I get what I want. The end.
One thing, really, if you could just reboot the planet there.
George Bush?
That was me doing Kai doing a kind of Norm Macdonald voice.
Oh. I thought you were doing George Bush.
Bit too nasal.
Hey, I'm George Bush. Hey, what the fuck? That guy swears a lot.
My fucking wife, Barbara. What a fucking pain in the ass she was. Well, gonna jump out a fucking plane. I'm fucking 90 years old or some shit.
That's a pretty good Bush impression.
What the fuck?
He sounds like a real baby.
Right, he's a real Gasanova.
Yeah, Gasanova. That's what this episode should be called if the episodes have titles, which
I'll
they
give
don't.
The title. Well, they do. Yeah, just for the URLs, Kai, the Uniform Resource Locator, Universal.
Oh.
Let's Google that. URL, Universal Resource Locator.
Hey, who the fuck are you? Fucking Tim Berners-Lee over here? Look at this HTTP motherfucker. Well, I gotta die.
No.
No, President Bush. We need you in this time of despair.
Yeah, eat my ass. I wanna die.
Poor President Bush.
Fucking watch Goldmember. You seen this thing?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Yes, sir. Maybe that'll happen. Maybe someone will be like, we need a dude who watched Goldmember for a week to save the planet. And I'll say, just reboot the planet.
Yeah.
And yeah. Maybe I'll write this movie.
I think we could wrap up another stirring episode of Casual Fridays shortly.
Another Friday. Another Casual Friday.
I did have this. Here's the one thing I came into this show prepared to discuss. Me and my partner just watched the Coen Brothers' True Grit.
Yeah.
You see that?
I did. I liked that movie a lot. I should watch it again. I think I saw that. I know I saw it in the theaters. Maybe on like Christmas, I think.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I remember really liking that.
What about True Shit? Is that anything?
That's pretty good. I like that.
They tell me you're a man that can take a true shit. The coward Tom Chaney shit on my father. I tell you, I'm determined to chase him down and take a shit on him. Now, if you'll help me, I got $50 for you. They say you're the best at taking a shit on a man.
I love that. I think that is beautiful.
You like that?
Yeah, you know, and it's like shit is fleeting too, you know? You take a shit 25 years later, all you think about is how you don't have that shit anymore, you know?
Tom Chaney, let me find my Jeff Bridges voice. If Tom Chaney's not covered in shit somewhere between here and Fort Smith, He's taking a shit himself. A big shit.
Big old stinky shit.
Thanks to Mr. LaBeef, we have missed our shot. Our shot to shit.
A big old screaming shit.
Well, I reckon this man's got himself a Letterman top 10 book. Why, you always hooting and hollering with the screaming shits and ye ouch them pins is pointy and the nude Gingrich. Well, God damn it, we got work to attend to. I got a shit to take.
That's beautiful. Rooster shit burn.
Cogged
no,
bum.
I got nothing.
Clogged bum?
Yeah, there you go.
They call me Rooster Clogged Bum. I ain't taking a shit in 30 years.
And that's the truth.
But Mr. Clogged Bum, they say in your day you were the best at taking a shit in all these parts. Some man just took little plops, but they say you took the biggest shit in all the West.
That's true. I used to take a mighty big shit, but I'm an old man now. I ain't shit like that in fourscore. That's right, 80 years.
80 years, wow.
Just some back of the napkin math.
I like the shit cinematic universe that we're working on here.
You got some others?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, Stephen King's shit, like, you know.
Sure, shit chapter 2.
That piece of shit called me a fat boy back when I was young.
That guy was pretty fat, though. The craziest part of those movies is how they, you know, the first one, they're all kids. And then they, I don't know how, they made all the kids grow up into adults like a year later. And the fat kid is not fat anymore. Probably something to do with the process, the rapid aging process. Must play with your metabolism.
Typical Hollywood pervert stuff. Yeah, they pump these kids full of pervert drugs to make them more nubile as they age.
Ugh, just makes me sick. I reckon it makes me sick.
Them Hollywood sickos. If I could, I'd take a big shit on all of them. Take a shit on David Geffen. Shit on that feller there from Usual Suspects.
I'd take a shit on everyone from DreamWorks.
More like dream turds when I'm done with it.
Yeah, no, it is more like that. You're right. Dream turds. SKG.
Mr. Clogbum, I dare say you got that twinkle in your eyes. I haven't seen that since, well, I reckon since the last time you took a big shit.
Saddle up, Missy. I got a shit to take.
Well,
why don't I throw to the music?
Okay.
Let me find this playlist. All right. So we'll be ending with two songs by the Crutchfield Sisters. Lilacs by Waxahachie and Big Change by Swearin. But first, Kai, do you want to tell us anything about Stella Donnelly?
I don't know much about Stella Donnelly, only that she's Australian. And I only listen to Australian music, didgeridoos, and the Yahoo Serious rap albums.
Right. The 21st century's answer to Yahoo Serious.
Yes.
Stella Donnelly, beware of Dog Einstein.
Yes. Bye.
Bye-bye.
School summer vacation on heavy rotation. It spills through broken PA speakers. We are all older now, and the same things get us going at least.